Hey, Chris Johnson here, still angry, still just fucking drifting along. In my head, I don't sound very good. I think my throat's a little weird. I don't know if it's one of those things where, like, I've been so fucked up, like, mentally and emotionally because of losing my cat, where, like, I'm starting to be affected by it physically. Listen, I'm doing everything I can. I'm forcing myself to eat and drink, and I'm trying to fucking sleep. I ran 6.5 miles yesterday. I'm not, like, experiencing, like, any symptoms of anything. I don't even have a cough or, like, a sore throat. I just don't know if it feels right. You know what I mean? You ever just, like, your throat's, like it doesn't feel right? I don't feel the feeling where, like, I'm getting sick. It's different. I think I'm just worn the fuck out. I feel like I'm behind, but I don't know what the fuck I'm behind on. That's, like, an old, anxious, fucking depressed, like, thought that I've always had. Like, motherfucker, I'm behind. But, like, I don't understand, like, what I'm behind on. Like, I don't have, like, a fucking... It's not like I'm at school and there's, like, a whole bunch of assignments that I have to complete and I just haven't done anything but play PlayStation and I'm fucking behind. Like, there's nothing like that here. I got my Christmas decorations up. I've got a lot of gifts bought for, like, nieces and nephews and, like, various shit. I'm probably okay, you know, all things considered, given the fucking circumstances. But I don't feel like I'm okay. I feel like I'm behind. Finley died last week. And I feel like no time has passed. But I'm looking at the calendar, I'm like, a fucking week went by? Like, what the fuck did I do during that week? I have no idea what I've been doing. None. I'm just massacring time at a rate not seen in my fucking history. One thing that never really gets talked about when you go through a traumatic event, and this could be a death of like a pet or a loved one, although pets are loved ones, and fuck you if you think otherwise. You know who says shit like that? People who have never had pets. You care more when your pets die than you do when most relatives die. And it's 100% fucking factual. But anyway, death, for me, divorce, like big traumatic events. One of the things that like doesn't really get talked about is like in your world, everything is fucking stopped. But like outside these fucking windows, nothing is stopped. Everything just keeps fucking going. I got my first taste of this when I was a junior, I think, in high school. One of my buddies, a guy in my fucking homeroom, a teammate in baseball and football, died in a car crash. It was Easter Sunday when I heard. And like that was the first time like I'd ever experienced death. Like I hadn't lost any relatives up to that point. And it was sudden because it's like a fucking kid in your class. Like, holy fuck. And since it happened on Easter Sunday, we're in the middle of Easter break. So there was like a week before I had to go back to school. And like, you know, your life just stops for the fucking week. Like, I remember like going to the wake with the team and the fucking funeral and all that shit. And then like you go back to school and like your classmates are kind of fucked up. But then you'd go to like lunch and everybody's just fucking yucking it up and having a good time. And you're thinking like, why the fuck are they so goddamn happy? And then you're like, well, they didn't know him. Those freshmen don't fucking know this dude. Those seniors at the table over there, they have no fucking idea. Like this didn't affect them. So like life keeps moving. All life keeps moving except for like your life. For me, that was like the toughest thing to deal with. Like in the aftermath. And the same thing happens like in any specific event. It happened during my divorce. Like my world is stopped. Everybody else's world keeps fucking going. Their trivial bullshit. All the fucking like nonsense that they bitch to you about. It's like, what do I give a fuck? Like, I don't care. I'm still in that state. Like I care about fucking nothing. And there are things where like I should care, but like I just don't care. Like I can't bring myself to fucking care. Like some stuff like has come up in my world that like should really like piss me off, but I'm just like, ah, gives a fuck. Who cares? I don't give two fucks. Bitter, angry Chris Johnson is like reigning supreme right now. Although I think I'm doing okay, all things considered. Like listening to myself as I fucking spew these thoughts, like I'm okay, but I still wish like everything would fucking stop because I am not ready to keep fucking moving. But the fact that the world keeps fucking spinning, it forces you to keep fucking moving. And logically, yes, I know I gotta keep fucking moving. Like, I'm still eating, I'm still running, I'm still fucking buying Christmas gifts, I'm still fucking going to work. Like all that stuff keeps happening. I just don't want it to keep happening. And this isn't a suicidal thought. Like, I'm not saying I wanna fucking die in that sense, but like, I just wanna fucking sit and stare at the goddamn wall and just take a fucking breath because I can't handle this shit. I am fucking overwhelmed right now with fucking everything. But like, I don't really have anything I like need to do. I just feel fucking overwhelmed. I'm very familiar with this feeling because this is how I used to go through my life. Before I went to a therapist, like this was like just everyday Chris Johnson. Just fucking, not miserable, but like, I don't know, dude. I was fucking overwhelmed. I always felt like I was behind and I was always fucking panicked. And I feel like that right now. Like the feelings I'm going through right now, they're very familiar. These are familiar fucking feelings. So like, I know how to deal with them. I wish they weren't fucking here. Because they remind me of a time in my life where I was like, you know, a lot fucking worse off than I am right now. Like mentally and just fucking like financially, like Jesus Christ, this wasn't fucking good. I've had some extra time off because it's the holidays, because I'm just like burning vacation time. You do that in December, you just burn vacation time. I don't have like use it or lose it vacation, but like I'm at the point where like some of my vacation can't like be banked anymore, and I'm not fucking insane, so I'm just taking the days. So I just got fucking days off, and like I feel like I want to be like watching Christmas movies and like playing video games, but I'm not doing any of those things. I'm just trying to fucking like get by and like stabilize. I feel unstable. I don't like feeling unstable. Everything is askew. Yes, I want my cats back. You know, I want my boys back. But like, I understand that that can't happen. But I just want my like, I want my like equilibrium back. I don't want to have to do normal everyday things that I have to do like shopping. I just want everything to stop just for a couple days so I can gather myself and maybe start walking forward. But I'm not quite there yet. Hopefully I'm there soon. I've got shit on my mind where I'm going to like start doing like other types of podcasts. I apologize if you're depressed by this, but I got to work this shit out. But like, I got other shit on my mind for next cast. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcasts come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Podbean's the host of the cast. All the episodes are there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and on my Facebook timeline for you.